Hype Network presents.
Kanina pa kita hinihintay. I am expecting so much from you in this episode.
You shouldn't. Nakatulog ako eh. Kaya ka nagantay ng matagal.
Sasabihin ko pa naman, wag mo akong ipapahiya. Galingan mo.
Fell asleep.
Whatever. Temper you're listening to.
Temper your expectations. Please pause season 5.
Stirring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
With another so-so to mediocre episodes.
Ganyan ka dapat mag-expect.
If you're with us for the first time, we're Mike and Ham. We live in the Philippines. We're married. Oh, quote, go. Wala.
Wala pa kasing movie quotes compilation yung mga bagong movies eh. So, something about Singapore trying to define itself and make itself better.
Ay, nako.
Bakit?
Ay, nako.
Kasalanan ko mo ba?
Naman
o, meron pa kang isa. O, mas ano? Madali. Fun.
Fun lang.
Ito oh.
Fun lang.
May lang?
Fun lang. Oo. Si Ace Asuncion yun from Rookie. Fun lang tayo this episode. Siyempre, I packed light this time.
Mm-hmm.
Last few episodes kasi punong-puno tayo up to the brim.
Parang ewan kasi.
Pa. Actually, you know what? Fun lang naman talaga tayo in this podcast. Kala mo naman, may alam tayo sa movies and sa filmmaking. Pero may isa pa akong quote. I love the chaos. I love the disorder. Alam mo kung sino yun?
Si Alden Richards.
Si Lance yun. Talking about the Philippines from 5 Breakups and a Romance.
Well, yung una kong sinabi, that was from Justin, Julia Montes' character in the same movie.
I love the chaos. I love the disorder. Araw-araw ko yun sasasabi talaga eh. Habang nagdadrive ako across the lands of
Ibiblip ko. Okay, akala ko, di mo na binlip ngayon.
Baka mamaya isang buong probinsya magalit sa atin eh, di ba? Huwag na, biblip ko na lang. Baka maudlot pa ang ating mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows for our little podcast on TV and film.
So if you haven't already, follow and subscribe to Please Pause, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, pati na rin sa Threads, at Please Pause PH, yan ang handle namin across all social media platforms. That's the Please Pause Podcast. Let's be moots.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas pasayang conversation. Ano, may bago ba tayong Spotify?
Ha? La.
Okay, wala din tayong Spotify followers.
Pag ganun, huwag mo na kasing tanongin.
Wala rin tayong bago Spotify followers since last episode. Better luck next time sa akin. Pero if you just discovered, Please Pause, pwede kayo magparamdam at mag-message. We would love to acknowledge you in our episodes. Let us know what you're watching. Basta don't forget to rate Please Pause sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Tinan nyo naman, oh, wala na naman ni-report si Hamo this week. Oh. Wala na naman. Bigyan nyo naman siya na i-report. Thank you in advance. Wala man tayong nabingwit na bagong followers this week. Alam naman ang ating long-time posses.
What?
Alam mo namang our long-time posses are always joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kwentuhan lang.
Spoiler-free so you can listen worry-free.
Ang lineup natin for this episode, we have Rookie from Cinemalaya. Then we're going to talk about 5 Breakups and a Romance. Then we'll be sharing a clip from our conversation with Yvonne of Bits and Pieces, Ginagmay ug Dinagko Podcast. Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Maliit man o malaki. Something like that.
Tama yan, ha?
Or maliit and malaki. Basta ginagbay o dinagko. Small and big things.
Siyempre, wala naman akong choice kung di maniwala sa'yo, di ba? Kasi I can't
Google
understand
Translate
si Buano.
Mo, ano ba?
We talked to Yvonne about the 2006 movie Perfume, A Story of a Murderer. Yung 5 Breakups and Rookie, spoiler-free, ah. So don't worry. Yung Perfume, it will be spoiler-filled. Pero kasi 2006 pa yung movie na yun, eh. So, okay. Before anything else, may bago kasing mahalagang developments, eh. Ito na. Ang long-awaited return ng ating segment na Pilipinas!
On pause.
Pilipinong may pag-asa!
Hello, Philippines!
Bagong Pilipinas! Bagong mukha!
Ako ay Pilipino!
Ayan, Thank you, Miss Chris Aquino, for that iconic feng shui scream.
Nasa Halloween movie lineup ba ngayon ang feng shui?
Malamang sa one TV of these ba? Days. Parati naman ata yung nasa schedule eh.
Mas sikat siya pa rin din sukob, no?
Oo, feeling ko. Oh, tsaka ano ba yun? Yung segunda mano. Yun, yun yung mga anak ng feng shui. Since yung super phenomenal success ng feng shui, di
ba? May so, feng shui 2 ba?
Meron.
Yung Lotus Feet
meron.
Story, tama ba?
Hindi, sequel yun. Sequel yun.
Napanood
si
ko ba yun?
Hindi mo alam
okay.
yun.
Baka kinwento mo lang.
Basta si Coco yun. Siya na yung bagong may-ari ng bago. Ah.
Tapos, hindi siya namamatay.
Hindi ko alam.
Kaya pala.
Siguro, di siya tinatabla ng bala. Mali ko.
Okay.
Pilipinas on pause. Talagang on pause ang usapan natin ngayon. Inquirer, October 19. Marcos Jr. suspends Maharlika Fund implementation.
Hindi mo masisi ang tao.
To further study daw its implementing rules and regulations and ensure that safeguards are in place for transparency and accountability. Alam naman nga natin, di ba? Medyo maraming critics ang MIF, especially na bakit nga ba kasi minabadali, di ba? Bakit nga ba?
Willing ba ang pamilya nila na mag-invest dyan sa Maharlika Investment Fund?
If it kung pwede, I don't know, depende. Kung hindi ko kaya sagutin pa. Hindi ko kaya sagutin yung tanong para sa business.
Labis mo yun, no? Labis mo yung clip na yun.
Hindi mo kasi mag-Robin Padilla lately. Pero di ba he was pitching it dun sa visit niya to Saudi Arabia? Tama ba?
Oo, pero suspended daw siya eh. Pero so, okay. Alam mo, ang problema ko lang naman, kung suspended ang Maharlika Investment Fund, paano na ang segment natin na Maharlika Investment Film?
Tuloy mo pa rin.
O, sige, tuloy natin yan ha.
Okay.
Imagine, you have hundreds of billions of pesos to invest.
Mm.
Hindi sa'yo yung pera, so you can wild us away. Wala namang business case yan whatsoever na kailangan eh. So ngayon, sasagutin mo lang ha, to invest or not to invest, okay?
Mm.
It's not a question if we're going to watch the movie or not. It's a question of potential ROI. Okay?
Mm.
Okay? Tingnan mo naman, unang-una na sa list, Killers of the Flower Moon. Martin Scorsese, I've been hearing rumblings here and there of how good it was, but nope, hindi natin pinanood. And we probably won't until it streams somewhere online.
Bakit nga ba? Nanood naman tayo ng Oppenheimer.
Oh, alam ko, pero I just don't have the stamina to sit through a 3.5-hour movie sa cinema.
Is how long was Black Panther again?
3 hours, almost.
Tapos si Oppenheimer, 3 hours, 8 seconds, something like that.
Di ko alam, di ko lang feel.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, di ko pa din naman napanood yung trailer. To be fair, para mag-isip ako
tapos
kung...
Tapos gina-judge natin siya ngayon.
Ako,
galing.
Ikaw nag-judge. Ako, sumusunod lang naman ako sa iyo kung papanoorin or hindi. Eh, medyo busy tayo eh. Kaya inirin ako nagkaroon ng chance to think kung papanoorin ko ba or not.
Oh, pero para tong yung last na movie ni ano eh, ni Martin Scorsese.
Which
yung
one?
Irishman. 3 hours plus din yun eh. Pero Netflix. Netflix kasi siya.
Pinanood mo?
Pinanood ko yun sa Netflix.
Maganda?
Eh. It's Martin Scorsese. So if you're a fan of Scorsese, I'm sure you're gonna like it.
Are you?
I don't know, depende kung hindi ko kaya sagutin para.
Wala namang question sa ability ni Martin Scorsese and filmmaking. Although is
I think
it safe
gusto siya
to say
ng lahat ng mga film people. Diba? I mean, sorry, not I don't mean lahat, but at least yung mga napapakinggan ko.
Eh, kasi magaling naman talaga siya.
Mm, parang also, siya yung, alam mo yung bar.
Is it safe to say that we're not investing on this film?
Akala ko ba iba yung ibig sabihin ng panonoorin or hindi versus investing?
Eh.
Sige, mahaba eh. So, magastos. Ganun ba?
It cost $200 billion to make. It doesn't sound like a sound investment.
Yung Wolf of Wall Street ba mahaba?
Hindi ko na maalala. Hindi ko alam kung anong runtime niya.
Tingnan natin.
So, okay, not to invest. Eto naman, malapit na. Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
No.
Si Snow White. No na agad. Di pa, wala pang details eh.
Alam ko yan kasi...
Si Snow White, si Rachel Zegler nandito. Si President Snow din.
Duh.
Bata pa siya sa prequel na to.
Sinabi mo kasi Snow White.
To invest or not to invest, no ka?
Yung Wolf of Wall Street ay ano, 3 hours. Baka ito yung pinakamaikli. No, hindi ako masyadong interested.
Well, ako pass din siguro.
I mean, let's see. Pag sinabi ng mga tao maganda pala, edi okay.
Again, ibang question yung papanoorin ba natin or if we're investing in it, okay?
Ito, I'm sure mahal din to.
Eh oo, wala pang release na figure sa ata eh. Pero ako personally, I don't think it would be a great idea to invest in a franchise that I'm not too big of a fan of
I
to
know,
begin with.
I'm not even sure if napanood ko yung third movie.
Napanood mo lahat? Oh, talaga? I'm sure. Napanood mo lahat.
Okay. Naalala ko lang, ang mas na may memory ako of is binasa ko yung Wikipedia plot ng third book.
Mas naalala mo pang pinabasa mo kaysa pinapanood
mo. Ko, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Eh, kasi, alam mo kung bakit? Minsan kasi, like sa Harry Potter, diba? Pag nagbabasa ka, na-imagine mo na yung scene in your head. Okay. And sometimes, yun yung mas nagsistick versus yung kapag na-play out siya in a movie.
What a ringing endorsement of Hunger Games coming from you. Ito, last na sa ating MIF segment this week. Wongka, Timothée Chalamet.
Hindi
anong
din.
Anong pronunciation ng Chalamet?
Hindi rin.
Hindi din?
May Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory na eh. Tapos magkaiba sila ng tone. So, I don't know how to feel about that.
Actually, medyo invest ako dito.
Sige, ikaw.
I wouldn't say that the trailer looked promising, no? But it looked fun, at least.
Ah, well, yeah. Especially yung scene ni, ano, Hugh Grant. Tama ba?
Si Hugh Grant yung umpalumpin.
Kaya nga. I'm just not sure kasi nagpalabas na sila ng dark take about it. Tapos ngayon,
too dark.
Fun take. Hindi, I mean, baka hindi pala too fun. Niloloko lang tayo. Hindi, I mean, guess mo ba? Marami naman kasing sinister whatever dun sa trailer din eh.
Okay, pero feeling ko kikita naman siya. Chocolates by Chalamet. That's it for this week's edition of Maharlika Investment Film. Pero suspended ang totoong MIF, okay? Let's go to the first movie in our lineup. Rookie from Project 8 Projects, directed by Samantha Lee. Written by Nats Hadaone and Samantha Lee. It was one of the films included in this year's Cinemalaya Film Festival. Pinalabas siya noong August and now it's on Prime Video. Starring Pat Tingjoy and Aya Fernandez. Nanalo pala ng Best Actress si Pat Tingjoy at the festival.
Inabasa ko na yun before. Pero syempre di ko siya kilala. So.
kasi nga, bago pa lang siya.
Di ang galing, di ba?
Rookie also won Best Editing and the Audience Choice Award, which is not surprising at all kasi it's probably the most accessible out of all the films there.
Ano nga ba yung iba?
Yung Itim Mapukpukaw.
Can we watch that somewhere?
Ipapalabas ata siya sa Cinema 76.
Oh, right. Kasi ako. Ano na siya, di ba? Entry siya, natin to Oscars.
Yung entry natin sa
Oscars. Takapunta tayo para makavisit tayo sa ano family house.
Parang kapitbahay mo lang yung
kaya
Cinema
nga,
76.
Kaya nga kailangan
eh, no?
Dual purpose.
O yun, feeling ko lang kasi yung Rookie in terms of what the movie is about, siya yung pinaka-accessible.
Tsaka
out
may
of those
heart,
films.
Alam mo yun.
Eh, oo. Although I'm probably wrong since wala nga tayong napanood dun sa ibang
I guess you can tell naman based on the lineup and the trailers. Ano yung isa pang maganda na Cinemalaya film?
Hindi ko alam ang mga tanong eh.
Hindi, I mean, I'm just asking you kung ano yung mga narinig mo din. In-establish mo naman ang wala tayong napanood.
Kasi kung pwede, I don't know, depende. Kung hindi ko kaya sagutin.
Hindi ko kaya din napanood, pareho lang tayo.
Baka lang may narinig ka, yun yung katanong ko.
So, okay, ang premise ng Rookie. Si Ace, played by Pat Tingjoy, was recruited to join her high school's volleyball team kahit hindi siya marunong mag-volleyball.
Parang ikaw lang, nung sports fest namin.
Ayos ka. Ang captain ng team, si Captain Hard-Ass Jana, played by Aya Fernandez, who didn't like Ace,
at first until their feelings took over.
Oh,
parang,
pala.
Parang pag ginawa mo ng Star Cinema movie trailer, ganyan, no?
Oh, pero oo nga pala, baka hindi nila alam, no? Pareho po silang babae. Babae po si Pat.
Tinghoy ba talaga yung pronunci? Tingjoy pala?
Hindi ko Tinghoy. Alam!
Parang Tinghon, diba? Tinghon.
Miss Pat, pasensya ka na. Hindi ko alam, okay? Hindi ko po alam. I just assumed. Kasi Jay eh. Tinghoy siguro, okay. Siguro tama ka, okay. So from here on out, you will pronounce it as Tinghoy. I will pronounce it as Tingjoy. At least 50% sa episode na to. Tama, okay.
Sige, sige.
Okay, sa ating mga
pwede
listeners.
Pwede naman Pat na lang.
Sige, Pat na lang. Sa ating mga listeners, pakicorrect na lang po kami. Maraming salamat in advance. Pero yun nga, no, baka hindi nila alam kasi Pat eh. Babae po sila dalawa. It's a lesbian relationship. Kung anime ito, si Janna is a tsundere character.
What is that?
Yung character na sa una pagalit-galit siya sa love interest niya, then eventually na de-develop din. Yung ganong type ng trope.
Okay.
And kung anime ito, actually, this will not be the volleyball anime Haikyuu. This will be slam dunk. Si Ace yung Hanamichi Sakuragi ng team nila kasi wala siyang alam sa basketball, di ba? Pero athletically gifted siya.
Yung pink hair?
Red hair, oo.
Ah, red, but red pink. Pala yun?
Hindi mo to alam from the slam dunk movie na pinanood natin, no? Pero si Sakuragi kasi sumali lang siya sa team dahil sa crush niyang si Haruko.
Oh, okay. Oh. Maybe you told me si, about this before.
Si Haruko, yung sister nung team captain nila.
Ah, yeah. Sinabi mo na ngayon
okay,
sa akin.
Okay, sinabi ko ngayon sa'yo. Pero sa rookie, may in love si Sakuragi kay Akagi, yung team captain nila. Or pwede rin kay Rukawa, kasi si Rukawa yung best player nung team nila, di ba? Tapos magiging sila, ganun. Tapos pumunta sila sa prom.
Or sa dagat.
Oo, pwede rin. Oo. Si writer, Nats Hadaone, eh. Hindi ko alam kung anong relationship
sister.
Nila ni... Talaga?
Mm.
Nakita mo somewhere? Nahanap mo?
Nabasa ko lang.
Wow, nag-research ka.
Basa lang, wow! Research.
Amazing! Amazing!
Oh, mali pa rin nabasa. Parang preen.ph
yung
ano. Mali na
nga sa Tingjoy, mali pa sa ano ba?
Parang preen.ph article yung nabasa.
Maraming salamat sa pag-cite ng article na binasa mo. So sige, maniwala na lang ako sa'yo. Si Director Samantha Lee naman, she's known for LGBTQ+ representation in her movies. So Rookie is right up her alley. Gets ko nga yung feeling ni Ace eh, kasi binanggit mo nga, di ba? Hindi nga siya marunong mag-volleyball. Unang-una, sinali-sali mo ako sa sports fest ng company
for
nyo.
Basketball!
Sa extracurricular activities nga ng company, kundi ako sumasali.
Thank you.
Pangalawa, I told them many times.
Nagulat nga ako na pumayag ka. Buntik na kitang hilain. Ay, hindi po yun marunong. Kaso nagulat ako, uy, pumayag.
I told them again.
So sociable much.
Hindi nga ako marunong mag-volleyball. Doon ko lang nalaman, alam mo, na...
Na hindi ka marunong mag-volleyball.
Hindi. Doon ko lang nalaman na kapag yung service mo umabot sa bubong ng gym, outside na pala yun.
Tsaka nung nag-serve ka, di ba? Lagpas sa lalakas.
Kaya nga.
Hindi naman natin umabot sa bubong. Lumagpas ka lang talaga.
Tumama mo sa truss.
Ah, talaga? Oh. Ikaw yun? Hindi, ang naalala ko nung nag-serve ka, ang layo.
Hindi, masyado mataas. Tumama nga doon sa truss eh. Outside na pala yun. Rookie, how was it?
Ang isa kong naisip dito when one of the main characters appeared, uy, kahawig niya si Aya Fernandez.
Well, duh. You think?
Hindi ko kasi in-expect that she'd be playing a high school character. Kasi adult na siya in her other roles, di ba? Like, wife-level adult.
Hindi naman siya sobrang tanda dun
hindi,
sa
hindi
ano,
nga.
Sa A Family Affair.
Hindi. Wife-level adult nga.
Wife-level. Pwede namang wife-level 25 years old eh.
25 years old talaga siya.
Oh, nga.
Pero, I just meant yung role. I didn't mean to question her youthful look. Tapos, di ba sa... Ano nga ba yun? Yung probinsyano ba yun? Yung siya yung sister ni Darna na doctor?
Talaga? Hindi ko alam actually. Hindi ko alam.
Tama di ba si Darna lumabas sa probinsyano?
Oo, lumabas siya sa probinsyano.
Oo, siya yun. Tapos siya ata yung namatay.
Ah, wait. Ah, talaga?
Yung doctor nga. Siya yung doctor. Sister
siya ni Jane?
Oo. Well, nabasa ko lang. Naalala ko na, ayaw nga siya ngayon.
Hindi ko kasi maalala. Alam ko, napanood ko yung basta mga konting
flirty-flirty
commercial. Nasa probinsyano siya.
But yun nga, I guess yung youthfulness in her face naman made it okay for me eventually na, okay, high school, pwede naman. Kasi nagulat talaga ako. Yung una kasi ng appearance, yung nakalugay pa yung buhok niya, uniform. So, mukha talaga siyang bata. Versus yung kapag volleyball player look siya, medyo hawig na niya yung totoong Aya Fernandez. Well, di pala yung totoo. Hawig na niya si Aya Fernandez. Sorry, mali na naman. Wow. Hindi na ako magda-doubt na siya si Aya Fernandez. But in that look, bagay din naman. Kasi nga, sabi mo, hard ass siya. So, masungit, mean girl type. Pag ganun, diba, mukha kang older than you should be kapag nagpapakasungit-sungit
okay,
ka.
Okay, tama naman.
Tapos si Pat naman was very convincing as this awkward kid na tahimik na sorry nang sorry. Alam mo yun? Yung look kasi niya, yung hair niya. Di ba may isa siyang gesture na pakati niyang...
Pinifix yung hair niya.
Kasi yung hairstyle din niya, layered eh. So talaga. Tapos hindi rin long enough para itali. Yung ganun.
Kapareho niya ng hairstyle yung ano, yung mga anak ni Ate
Rachel. Alright! Kasi kulot sila, tapos ni-layer, so parang sumabog yung hair or something. Tapos andito rin pala si Agot, di ko kasi napanood yung trailer beforehand, so I didn't know she'd be here. So I was pleasantly surprised. Nitpick ko lang though is parang kasi hindi pinakita agad na tinatrain siya. Sabi mo nga, di ba, ni-recruit siya for her athletic build. Kaya naman siguro kung ako rin yung teammates, hindi naman ganun ka-invalid yung mga hinanakit nila.
Hindi, naman talaga. Valid naman talaga na bakit siya pinapalaro. Hindi nga marunong eh.
I mean, tinrain siya eventually. Pero parang ko, ba't ngayon lang? I like the different themes in the movie aside from being a girl love story. Maramdaman mo na masaya pala talaga yung feeling if accepted na yung identity mo, like yung mother ni Ace, may cute dun, no? Or yung alam niya yung choice niya of a prom dress. Tapos all girls school kasi siya, diba, with madres and all.
All girls Catholic school.
Yeah, so there's this perception ng mga madre about what's the proper way of being a girl. Tapos yung concept of volleyball versus basketball as a backdrop. Kahit naman in general, right? Sabi pag basketball, ang mas pinapanood yung mga male games. Tapos pag volleyball, ang pinapanood yung female games.
Oo.
Ano sabi mo? Kasi medyo weird manood ng...
ng mga lalaking naka-short shorts. Pero napaka... Mali yun.
Eh, kaya nga. I mean, what I'm saying is, it surfaced that perception. Kasi kahit sa simula, di ba, when Ace was just parang nakikinood siya dun sa mga kapitbahay niya ng basketball.
Oo, nagbabasketball dun sa court
parang
nila.
Parang iba yung consideration na binibigay sa kanya dahil babae siya. I'm not from an all-girls school, but it's so high school din yung feels. Kasi high school na. Yung talk about napkins with wings and without wings, locker rooms.
Pinag-usapan nyo yun?
Hindi nga ako galing sa all-girls school.
Galing ka sa school.
Oh, pero hindi. Ngayon ko nga lang nalaman na ganun pala yung mga considerations. Kasi ako hindi ko maintindihan bakit merong non-wing napkins. Ang isa mo lang sinasabi sa akin, di ba, baka na-allergy yung iba when the material gets in contact with their skin. Buti nga naisip mo
ako
yan.
Ako nagsabi
eh.
Nun.
Oo, sa'yo. Ikaw nagsabi.
Kailan
kasi
ko sinabi yun sa'yo?
Every time nagsasabi, nagreklamo ako, ba't walang with wings na naman? Usually sa convenience stores, di ba? Halimbawa, kailangan ko talaga. Tapos, hindi ako makabili kasi walang may with wings. Naalala ko din do nung first year high school. Di ba nga hindi ako galing sa all-girls school. Tapos tinanong ako ng isa nating classmate. Ay, hindi pa pala tayo classmates nun. Sabi niya, may sandwich ka? Sabi ko, hindi talaga ako nakaka-prepare ng baon kasi naka-dorm ako eh. Yung pala, napkin yun. Yung pala yung tawag.
Hindi, sino nagpauso ng slang na sandwich for napkin?
Para kasi mukha siyang sandwich dahil naka-wrap siya. I guess kasi diba, para hindi awkward, meron silang code word for it. Although na-realize ko kung galing kang all-girls school, di mo kailangan ng code word.
Naisip ko lang ha. I mean, I'm not a girl so I don't know. Ang daming pwedeng gawing term.
Like what?
Pangtapal. May pangtapal.
Band-aid? Ito, baka totoong band-aid ibigay sa'yo.
Sandwich kasi pagkain eh. Parang alam mo yun.
Eh kasi pag inabot sa'yo, hindi mukha lang sandwich. So...
Pangsalo. Pangsalo. May pangsalo ka. Pwede naman eh.
Then there's also this part, diba, about not being empowered to speak up kahit ikaw na nga yung naging victim kasi kasalanan mo because you dress up this way, etc. Parang she said moment, yung movie na pinag-usapan natin before with Carey Mulligan. Also teaches you not to be quick to judge about other people kasi hindi mo naman alam mga pinagdaanan nila. And yun nga, si Ace tsaka si Hannah, diba, they have judgments of each other. Yung isa, intense.
Alam sabi mo, si Ace tsaka si ano?
Jana.
Bakit? Dinig ko, Hannah.
May ting-joy, ting-huy na tayo, diba? Tapos itong Jana, diba yun naman talaga yung okay sabi sa movie?
50% correct. At least.
Pero when they had the chance to get to know each other better, and that's also when their feelings surfaced, they ended up that they could like each other. There's also this part on how important it is to have a nurturing team. So yung seniors versus juniors, I like that contrast.
Stressful environment kasi.
Eh yun nga.
Hindi siya nakakatulong, diba?
Eh, I guess acceptable din naman kasi seniors nga, diba? Pakang college, oh, yung mga scouts, tapos never pa silang nurture champion, yung karamihan kasi sa kanila nasa varsity din. And then there's also this how things you love may become what you dread because of other factors. Kaya nga dapat fun-fun lang.
I had the same first impression nung unang pinakita sa screen si Pat Ting-Hui. Mm. O, ayan na. Tinama ako na.
Hindi ko rin naman sure. Kasi yung Jana, Jana.
I-alternate ko na lang para 50% correct. Ang cute nung pag-smile niya.
Yeah, actually.
From a straight-faced expression.
Uh-oh.
Yung wrinkles around her eyes.
Yeah.
You can tell at times that she is a rookie actress, especially opposite star magically trained actress Aya Fernandez.
Star magically talaga. Magically.
Oh, may mga classically trained actresses. Merong mga star magically trained actresses.
Saka maganda yung mga angles minsan yung camera, di ba? Yung galing baba. Mm-hmm. Tapos, may isa dun eh, na na-capture talaga yung smile niya. Ang cute yeah niya.
Although pati rin when she's acting around her other co-star sa team nila eh. Yung sila Maika. Oh, she's not too experienced yet. But it wasn't really unfit for her role in this movie.
Parang kay ano lang, Baby Girl Sandler. Sa
Baby Girl Sandler.
Kalimutan ko pangalan niya.
Sa ano? Sa You're So Not Invited to My Bat
Na actually, kahit dito, si Patty ko naman napansin. Dahil nga awkward yung character niya. Mahiyain. Whether totoo yun or acting lang, it's fine.
I was trying to figure out kung anong height ni Pat sa totoong buhay. 5'6 daw si Agot eh. Mm. So, I'm estimating na 5'8 siguro siya. 5'9 max siguro. Ang lakas maka high school vibes nung movie. Alam mo naman, high school raging hormones, diba? Yung mga pa-crush, pasulyap. I think they captured that really well.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Ferrero. Hindi ba yung uso nung high school tayo? Ay, mahal pala yun.
Hindi yun kahit ang budget ng high school.
Nga pala. Hindi pala. Ano ba yung binibigay ng high school?
Baya ka naman, babibigay mong chocolate, papabili mo pa sa parents mo. Hindi yun ma-afford ng ipon ng high school.
Ano ba binibigay ng chocolates nung high school?
Goya. Hindi ko alam.
Wait, kailan ko nalaman ang Ferrero?
Eh, pwede naman yung Ferrero. Kung
pag may special occasion.
Siguro, pag ipunan mo, di ba?
Eh, pero bakit yung Silverworks bracelet, anong mas mahal?
Eh, syempre.
Ay, you mean for food kasi mahal siya.
Oo.
Sneakers, yun yung nasa canteen eh.
Sneakers? Ano ba naman? Napaka-romantic naman. Sneakers.
Bakit ikaw dati? Hello Panda.
Eh, yun lang. Mura mo rin.
Chocomalos. Tsaka Choconut. O, ba't mo pinamiliit ang sneakers? Mas mahal nga ito yun.
Imported. Imported. Hindi kasi romantic eh, yung pahaba na bar. Hindi masyadong romantic tingnan eh.
Kaya bilog.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's not a mainstream movie. Don't expect that there will be the extreme highs and lows that is so common in mainstream romance movies.
Gusto ko nga lang yung just go with the flow eh.
Oo, yun nga. And I actually saw the movie twice. Actually, thrice na nga eh.
Ha, bakit thrice?
Kasi pinanood ko siya when it came out on Prime Video.
Wow ha, di mo sinabi sa akin.
Then pinanood ko ulit siya with you.
Uh-huh.
Tapos pinanood ko pa nga siya ulit kanina. Inaantay kita. Ang tagal mo kasi.
Nakatulog nga ako.
Ang tagal mo eh. Sa tagal mo, napanood ko na siya for a third time.
Seryo? seryoso ba?
Oo nga.
Okay.
Ang dami kong details na mas na-appreciate upon second and third view.
Like yung sabi mo yung shoes?
Oo. Yung una ngayon naabutan siyang tumatakbo kasi late na siya kaya siya na-recruit ni Coach Agot Isidro.
Apart tapos, from being matangkad, hindi ko kasi napansin yun.
Oo. Tapos yung shoulder to shoulder banggaan.
Yeah, nakita ko
yun. Oo, pero basta may meaning kasi yun later kung bakit. Alam mo yun, nagtamaan lang kayo eh. Masyado ka namang galit.
Yeah.
Yung basketball shoes nga ni Ace sa mga unang practice and games nila.
Hindi ko yun mahalata kasi malay ko ba na may volleyball shoes pa lang iba.
Tapos yung pang honesty is the best policy motto sa taas ng blackboard nila sa classroom. Wala lang, mga ganong details, nakakatuwa lang. I also really liked the color grading. Very easy on the eyes, browns and yellows. Tapos yung blues, it really highlights the blues na uniform nila, alam mo yun, on screen. Ang provincial nung field eh, which I think yun naman yung gusto nilang ma-achieve dun.
Gusto ko yung scoreboard, yung iba-ibang ano, metal.
Or siguro yung look nung movie, baka medyo refreshing lang siya sa akin kasi baka medyo nagsawa lang ako sa mga recent movies na mahilig sa mga super moody na lighting. Yung neon lights, super vivid colors.
Tapos ayaw mo sa ano, social na CR ng senior high.
Oo. Red yung ilaw ng kwarto. Alam mo yun?
Medyo... Saan yun? Red ang ilaw ng kwarto?
Si Dolly tsaka si Catherine.
Ah, okay.
Favorite scene ko yung nag-basketball sila ng naka-prom attire.
Yeah.
Kasi dress and sandals tapos suit and leather shoes.
Natisod then, kaya dun si Aya Fernandez?
Hindi pinakita kasi syempre sasaluhin siya. Pero yung basketball na sabi ng bandang simula ng movie, nakaka-tomboy daw. I thought that was a statement right there, yung scene na yun. May mga tanong lang ako about the plot, like kung ano bang purpose nung volleyball camp, pang rookie ba siya o pang elite high school players?
Yun yung tanong ko, diba? But I guess they kind of sort of explained it or tried to explain it when Ace asked Jana na, di mo naman to kailangan. Di mo kailangan matrain.
Hindi, pero...
So sabi niya, gusto pa rin yung matrain. I don't know.
I know. Kaya nga, tinatanong ko lang. Tinatanong ko lang. May mga pieces of dialogue lang din na medyo awkward. There were times na super on the nose nung movie regarding some of the themes that they wanted to touch on. I also felt like in the end, Coach Agot didn't do enough for her girls.
Yeah, medyo weird nga yun.
I almost cringed dun sa slow-mo mid-air jump scene. Yung nasa opposite sides of the net sila.
Ah, tapos yung block.
Ang anime kasi niya. Pero syempre, hindi mo naman ma-achieve yung anime levels of exaggeration dun sa
and kasi,
split
diba,
second na moment na yun
ito
eh.
Ito daw yung first volleyball movie in the Philippines.
I understand so, that. Oo. They're maybe, trying to capture yung, di ba, millisecond blink of an eye moments na yun. Nagigets ko naman yun. Kaso lang kasi, tumalon sila ng sabay, di ba? Kaso it looked like na binubuhat sila. Alam
mo talaga? Hindi ko napansin.
Instead of natural na jump shot, parang binuhat sila from underneath or something.
Actually, yung question ko ngayon sa prom scene itself eh. Kasi di ba, umalis si Pat. Tapos, hindi nagalit sa kanya si Aya Fernandez.
Okay na yun. Pagbigyan mo na yun.
At isip ko, past ba to dapat? Wala pa bang cellphone nun? Pwede naman silang mag-text.
Tinanong na niya sa mga tao, nasaan na si ano? Ay, nakita ko umalis. Basta, okay na yun. Pagbigyan mo
or
na yun.
Or dahil sinabi nung madre, ay, di ko pinapasok.
Oo, tinanong niya sa madre dun. That answers your question.
Ay, di ko pinapasok
tinanong
na.
Tinanong niya kay sister.
Tapos ano yun? Mail dates lang yung allowed. Hindi naman yung sinabing date po ako ni Aya.
Hindi naman super spoiler yung mga pinagsasabi natin ha. Okay, pero ayun lang. Ang mas cringe talaga, I mean, it served the plot pero kasi we know that there's a lot of reality behind it. Yung sinabi na, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Alam mo yun?
Hindi ko masyadong gets how I should feel about sino ba yung principal nila or something?
Kasi
gusto ko siya sa Hintayan ng Langit ba yun? So, I don't wanna feel bad. I don't wanna not feel good about his character because he's likable for me.
Pero, ano ba? You're talking about the person.
Pero... Alam ko. Kaya nga. Eh, alam mo naman ako na i-influence talaga yung pagkagusto ko nung actor depending on his or her roles.
Oh, eh, huwag kang ganun.
Kaya nga.
I-separate mo yung actor tsaka yung character.
Yeah, baka yun nga yung mga on-the-nose moments that you're saying.
Overall, it's a cute love story na maraming gustong sabihin. Sobrang dami gustong sabihin.
Di naman. I guess organic naman siya kasi all girls. You have a male PT.
Organic naman nga talaga siya. Mm. I mean, in their situation, talagang maraming hadlang.
It didn't feel overstuffed for me. Baka yung akin lang yung ano, yung nag-switch yung daddy ni Jana nang di ko alam bakit.
Hindi ko sinasabing overstuffed. Ang sinasabi ko lang, ang daming message ng movie. It's not very polished, but I think the rough edges are part of its charm.
Rookie nga eh.
And it felt very sincere.
Yeah.
As opposed to movies na alam mong manufactured for mass appeal.
Na napaka-sleek.
Alam mo yun?
Style over substance.
When you've seen a lot of movies, mafe-feel mo siya eh sa mga, diba? Lalo na kung yung marketing, medyo pino-force nila.
I guess kaya yun yung maganda sa pagka-write ng characters dito. Especially yung pinapapili siya kung left or right sa bed. So, ang tagal nag-isip ni Pat, tapos iba. Alam mo yun, mean talaga siya. So, alam mo yun, may complexities in the characters na hindi sila always painted to look good para magustuhan mo.
The more I watch Rookie, the more I appreciate it. I am happy for Nat Sadowne and Samantha Lee for being able to tell their story. I hope other filmmakers get to tell their stories as well. Tawag muna tayo ng time out dito.
5 breakups and a romance after the break.
Mahilig ka ba sa usapang throwback about your favorite TV shows, movies, and even your favorite life memories? I'm Jim P and I invite you every Saturday to get your glass of wine and join me and my friends as we rewind to the past with a sip of wine only on Rewind, a Throwback Podcast. Available on Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other podcast platforms. See you there!
Nanood tayo ng sine nung Friday. I was a bit alarmed pagdating natin sa sinehan kasi ang daming tao.
Yeah.
Tapos upon closer look, puro foreigner sila. Iniisip ko nga, hindi naman ito manonood ng 5 breakups in the Romans, diba?
Ako iniisip ko, manonood ba sila ng Taylor Swift?
Akala ko din. Tinanong ko nga dun sa guard ko anong papanoorin nila eh.
Kasi parang group, eh. Ano siya, diba? Group thing.
Wala siya dun sa schedule.
Oh, I thought you said, sinabi sa'yo ng guard kung anong movie.
Hindi din niya alam. Tapos special kasi yung tickets nila. May special stub sila. Tinitingnan ko nga yung stack of torn stubs eh nung guard habang bumibili ka ng popcorn.
Patingin nga, pabasa.
Ito, sinilip ko nga.
Oh.
Hindi ko naintindihan yung title eh. It was in a foreign script.
So talagang nag-block screening sila.
I guess, oo. Special screening siguro siya.
Cultural event.
Hindi siya Taylor Swift. That I'm sure of. Kasi
or hindi Taylor Swift.
Hindi si Taylor Swift yung picture dun sa
may picture.
Oo, may picture.
Okay.
Anyway, 5 breakups and a romance. Medyo maraming nanood ah.
Madami ba?
Oo. For a Friday night last full show, medyo madami tayong kasabay.
Oh yeah, no, tinatry kong alalahanin yung itsura ng cinema.
Ano ba?
Alam mo namang mahina ako sa visual graphic memory.
Saka aba, walang Wish. Walang Wish trailer. Wala ring Trolls trailer.
Right. Malapit na kasi. Bakit ganun yung The Marvels?
Siyempre, pag malapit na, baliktad niya eh. Dapat nga, mas full force ang marketing.
Sabi,
eh.
Tama na. Kailan na kayong iba naman.
Iba naman. Hunger Games naman.
Oo. Parang di pa ata ito na hype pa. Hunger Games naman.
5 Breakups and a Romance from GMA Pictures, written and directed by Irene Villamore, starring Alden, If We Hold On Together, Richards, and Julia Montes Martin, Nascenseno Dalisay.
What?
Multi-hyphenated. Ginawa ko lang multi-hyphenated si
What's
Julia Nascenseno? Montes. Apelido? Bakit ba?
Anong alam ba? Nino? I mean, character?
Apelido ng tao,
totoo
basta.
Totoo niyang apelido.
Si Direk Irene, siya rin ang gumawa ng movies na Meet Me in St. Gallen, Sid and Aya, Not a Love Story, which you said you did not like. First time natin siyang naabutan sa TV dati. Nakatulog ako, pero hindi dahil sa movie. Nantok lang talaga ako noon. Pagising ko, tapos na. Pero pinanood naman natin after. Ano pang movies ni Direk Irene? Ulan with Nadine Lustre, On Vodka, Beers and Regrets with JC and Bella.
Tsaka yung favorite natin. Ikaw. I mean, pinaka-favorite natin. Ikaw at ako at ang ending.
With yeah. Gerald and Kim. Before 5 Breakups and a Romance, yun yung pinaka-gusto natin sa mga Irene Villamore yeah. movies.
Oh, right. Before 5 Breakups and a Romance.
Before 5 Breakups and a Romance. Which, by the way, ikaw at ako at ang ending, we had a discussion with Direk Irene herself about Philippine geography. Nandyan yan somewhere in our episode list.
And nadaanan din natin yung mga movies niya. Maraming trivia doon, like Piolo Pascual.
Oo, tingnan lang nila yan. Proud ako sa episode na yun. Yeah. Dami natin natutulan sa episode na yun. Hanapin nyo lang yan, nandyan lang yan sa episode list namin. Si Julia naman, parang ang tagal na since ng last movie niya, no? Well, she appeared in Ang Probinsyano, pero...
Baka kasi hindi siya more of movies, talaga?
Ah, hindi oh.
Talaga?
Hindi oh.
Ano, sige nga, mag-name ka ng movie niya.
Yung may movie siya dati, yung Ghost si Gerald Anderson.
Ano ba yun? Partner
Halik
sila?
Sa Hangin? Basta, whatever.
No, kasi diba, meron siya...
Tapos may movie din sila
siyang...
ni Coco dati.
Really?
Oo. Oh, oh.
Anong nalala ko kasi yung gusto sana nating series, yung...
24/7.
Oo. Oh.
Oh, pero naudlot kasi...
Kaya nga, I thought, na-realize ko kasi more of ganun siya. Yung one-woman show. Hindi kailangan may partner. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying na medyo parang matagal na nag-break si Julia from projects. Mm. Baka busy lang talaga mag-alaga.
Yeah.
Ng pets. Ng pets. Okay.
Ha, hindi pa ba yun ano? Public info?
Hindi ko alam.
Oh, really?
Hindi ko alam.
Oh, I thought...
Lang mga aso. Pwede naman matalaga ng mga aso.
O, I thought ano na yun?
Sige lang, or ng bata, pwede rin. Pero pag sinabing bata, hindi naman necessarily anak eh. Malay mo, pamangkin. Pwede naman. hindi rin necessarily tanggol. I mean, sanggol. Okay? Pwede namang toddlers.
Ah, so hindi pala.
Nieces and nephews.
Masyado lang akong nalunod ng rumor. Hindi pala yun.
Intrigera ka kasi.
Ikaw kasi nagsasabi sa akin. Sa'yo ko lang naman na pupunot lahat.
Anyway.
I thought, ang rumor lang ay kung sino yung father.
Anyway.
Hindi pala fact. Pa talaga na naging pregnant siya. Okay.
Intrigera.
Sinasabi ko na nga na hindi pala factual pa yun. Malay ko ba?
Back to 5 Breakups and a Romance. If it's not obvious from the title.
Hindi daw, sabi sa pregnantornot.com.
Ay nako, hindi pa rin ikaw nakaalis dyan.
Hindi daw siya pregnant.
Pwede na ba tayong bumalik sa 5 Breakups and a Romance?
Ikaw kasi unang nang...
Okay.
I didn't know. Okay, fine. Hindi ko pala alam. Pala talaga.
We may or may not have pointed out dun sa episode kung saan pinag-usapan natin yung finale ng Ang Probinsyano na naka-loose polo shirt si Julia Montes tapos
naka-side view. May kasalanan eh. Sasabi-sabihin mo ako yung intrigera. Sa'yo ko lang naman napupulot lahat. Kailan ba ako nagka-time manood ng mga showbiz news?
Joke lang. Fun lang. Ito naman eh.
Ano ba yan?
Kasi ako bumabalik na ako sa 5 Breakups okay, and a Romance.
Eh kasi alam mo yun parang oh my gosh, I've been lied to my whole life. By you? Di pala fact yun.
If it's not obvious from the title, the film is about the 5 breakups and romance between fashion industry career woman Justine, played by Julia Montes Dalisay.
Ano ba?
And med student Lance, played by Alden.
Maraming lang story, apelido si Alden.
In a story that spans years na nagsimula sa Singapore then natuloy sa Pilipinas.
Bakit walang apelido si Alden when you say his name?
Hindi ko lang nasabi, Alden Richards.
Ah, akala ko, hindi mo kasi sure kung Richard or Richards eh. So ayaw mo
alam
na lang magsabi.
Ako hindi. Ito naman. Ano na, what did you think of 5 Breakups and a Romance? Oh, tama na kasi intriga, ha?
Kawi-kawi mo, feed na. Ang una ko talagang naisip, Ang liit pala ng mukha ni Alden.
Paano mo naman sabi na maliit yung mukha compared ni Alden? May size ng... reference ka ba?
Yeah, yung ibang
ako,
mga mukha.
Ako, ginamit ko si Agot Isidro na size reference para kay Miss Pat Ting Hui. O ikaw, anong size reference mo?
Ibang mga mukha, nakatabi niya dun sa scene sa Singapore.
Sino? Kaya, kanino?
Lahat. Lahat, relative to everyone, maliit pala yung mukha niya. Tapos second, quantum entanglement. Ang galing ah, right after the Marvel's trailer. Nasabi mo na nga na yung movie spanned multiple years and will be able to touch on an event pivotal for everyone. Tapos yung style niya, di ba, parang siyang five acts din, which
parang
I like.
Five chapters.
And each of these chapters had a different setting, different mood, and I think in a way associated din siya with the type of breakup that they had. Even the way you'd count the breakups, hindi rin siya ganun ka-straightforward, di ba? Kasi tinatanong ko nga sa'yo, wait, paano naging five? Sabi mo, there's
five, eh.
A different way of looking at it. Kaya siya magiging five. I like the time jump style and how you'll able to slowly realize throughout their dialogue what transpired to each character from the previous point up to that moment in the chapter. Gusto ko kasi yung feeling na how big of a deal it is yung nangyari. Yet how it's told through the characters is just very organic. Maganda kasi yung effect for me na, oh, nagganito pala siya, oh, ganyan pala, without having to show it to us explicitly.
Actually.
Gusto ko rin yung mga details nga na, di ba, halimbawa unang sabak pa lang sa next chapter, di mo alam kung anong context, bakit siya nandun. So, may kita mo sa phone ni Julia Montes yung mga details like, OP ako, mga ganun. So parang unti-unting na-unravel kung anong mga nangyari na ang dami pala na hindi lang sa'yo spinunfeed.
Hindi kasi siya traditional na narrative. Disclaimer lang siguro kung hindi pa kayo nanonood, no? Hindi siya katulad ng mga normal na romance movies na nakasanayan natin. Para siyang love story na out of order. Siyempre may meet cute na actually more of meet nga lang eh. It's not super cute. Tapos yung typical na falling in love stage na dapat may montage pa of happy moments, hindi na pinakita yun sa atin eh.
Mm.
Diretso na sa conflict, then another conflict, and another five breakups nga eh. It's a story of their relationship that was told through Lance and Justine's five breakups. And there were significant gaps in between. Sinasabi mo nga, from our point of view, hindi natin nakita. But I love that they didn't spoon-feed the audience by explicitly showing every little event in traditional teleserye fashion. They trusted that we were smart enough to fill in the blanks by listening to what the characters were saying or doing. And I enjoyed watching each new chapter. Yun nga, yung sinasabi mo with that question na, oh, ano naman kayang nangyari ngayon?
And I guess yun yung experience for me that made me love this movie. Kasi nga, ganun siya. Tapos diba, five chapters nga. I tended to compare yung mga chapters. Yung first chapter kasi was a bit slow for me.
First chapter or prologue? May prologue pa.
Ah, baka both. Prologue tsaka okay. First chapter. Na parang, buti na lang, mas magaganda na yung after that. But I realized, tama lang na ganun siya kasi it's their first time meeting. Madami kang mga kwento about each other's life na I felt like mandatory dump. Alam mo yun? And awkward kasi talaga pag first time. And if you recall din naman yung mga first time mo, could be cringy, could be corny. If you try to look back, diba? And they also establish that they are different people talaga in Singapore. Kasi yun nga yung first chapter. The bunch of stuff that they dumped on us in that chapter. Actually, na-appreciate ko siya kasi these became seeds of nuances that I liked in the movie. Na pinakita dun sa next. For example, one scene touched on how privileged kids act. Not because they're evil or insensitive, but di lang kasi talaga nila naintindihan yung plight nung on the other side of the social border or whatever. It actually reminds me of Direk Prime Cruz's premise of Ngayon Kaya, which is also from his personal experience, di ba? O, i-pitch mo ulit yung episode natin. Proud ka dun, di ba?
Basta, hanapin na lang nila.
Yung interview natin kay Direk Prime Cruz. There was also mention of this bunch of people's pagiging makaluma mag-isip, yung pag-chichicks na term. And in one scene din, in the succeeding chapters, it's revealed kasi na may pinagdaanan yung isang character. Tapos, apparently, parang lightly perceived lang siya nung bunch of people na to. Tapos, ang term nila, nag-iinarte. Pero, yun din yung isang gusto kong experience nung na-unravel natin kung ano ba talagang nangyari. Again, through dialogue. Lot-Lot de Leon and Soliman Cruz are also here and they're like a bright spot in the movie.
Meron biased ding... ka lang?
Paborito mo kasi si Solomon Cruz.
O ano naman?
Hindi ko sinasabing mali ka. Sinasabi ko lang na biased ka.
Si Lot-Lot din.
Nag-agree naman ako sa'yo.
Meron ding about self-discovery, yung uncertainty and guilt around it, and how it got closer din as an arc in the movie. I really love the writing and storytelling style of the movie, yung sinasabi mo na rin kanina. A story that is told beautifully 5 times in one film. Yung very big scene was very touching for me. Each teardrop, alam mo yung parang, it hurts. Actually, naiyak ako. And I was surprised na hindi mo napansin yun nung natapos na and lights were back on.
Buti talaga hindi mo napansin yun.
Otherwise, baka pinakinig mo sa ibang tao. Pinahiya mo ako sa ibang tao.
Masyado ang focus dun sa movie.
Hindi, pero na-realize ko kung ba't di mo napansin. Kasi pagpunta ko sa restroom, hindi naman pula yung eyes ko. So, hindi mo nahalata. Alam mo yung sa past lives, di ba? Parang very emotional din siya. Pero I thought, I mean, yung expectation ko, iyak ako, pero hindi. But I realized kasi Team Arthur tayo dun eh. Kaya hindi natin kailangan maiyak.
Kung di nila napanood yung past lives, ano ba yun? Di nila magigit. So, okay lang. Sige, wala.
But ito kasi yung type of movie that will make you feel things the same way you would when you like sad songs. Gusto mo siyang pakinggan. Not because gusto mo mangyari sa'yo yun, but because you just want to feel. And this is what the movie successfully did for me, apart from what I really liked about the style and how it was a good experience watching the movie.
Ah, wow, ah.
Ano ba yan?
Talaga lang, ah.
Ang pagbabalik ni Robin Padilla.
Inahanap mo kanina eh. Inahanap mo yung
kasi
clip kanina.
Kasi nag-shift ka kaagad kay Tahimik lang Villar.
Pinagbigyan lang kita. Inahanap mo kasi. Pinag-usapan natin to in our A Very Good Girl episode. After natin manood ng scene kasi, without even saying a word yet, we can already tell how One Another found the movie.
Kahit ikaw pa poker face ka lang.
At least in a general sense lang ha, kung nagustuhan mo ba or hindi. 5 breakups in a romance once the credits rolled. I knew that you liked it.
Wow.
You knew that. I liked it too. But I do recognize that it's not for everyone. Nung inaantay kita outside nung nag-CR ka.
Ah, may narinig ka?
Oo naman. Parati naman ako may naririnig.
Ano sabi?
Sabi nung ibang kasabay natin, hindi ko naintindihan kung anong nangyari.
Ay, sorry. Tumatawa tayo. Pero not at their expense. Katawa lang.
Hindi, I think hindi naman niya minimin na yung buong movie ko naintindihan, no? Ano ba naman? Hindi ganun. I think he just wasn't expecting how their story ultimately unfolded.
Uh-huh.
Alam mo yun na, ha, bakit ganun? Parang yun yung mas iniisip ko lang na feel siya. Oo. Oo.
Parang ano ba yun? Ganun?
If you're familiar with Direk Irene's work, you should know by now that you can rely on her to deliver a story that's not going to adhere to the formula.
Tikba lang ba naman, di ba? Yun yung parati mong sinasabi kay Direk Irene. Ano pong reaction nila sa tikba?
Hindi, kasi totoo naman eh. I mean, we told her that eh, di ba? Paano yung pitch meeting nun? May tikba lang. Okay. By the way, we're talking about Ulan with Nadine Lustre.
Naalala ko yung ano, yung parang nakatingin sa atin si Direk Ayer, parang why are you asking such a basic question nung tinanong natin, paano po sinushoot ang Ulan? Parang, ko nakilala siya, ay wala pala talagang alam yung mga to.
I just want to give props to the studios that allow her to color outside the lines. At the risk of alienating a segment of the audience.
Mm.
Yun nga, remember the Nadine Lustre flop queen issue sa Ulan?
Mm.
We liked Ulan.
Yeah.
We need more movies like Ulan. But some of the Love Team thirsty fans probably didn't know what to make of Ulan. I mean, siguro hindi lang yun yung ine-expect nila na mapanood, diba?
We extensively talked about that movie, diba? Come to think of it, no? In that episode with Direk Irene.
5 breakups and a romance. Initially, I thought na magiging parang movie siya na, okay, they're telling us that they love each other, but they never really showed us and I never really felt it. Pero by the time we got to chapter 3, I found what I was looking for. And it's not even dahil sa interactions ni Julia Montes Dalisay and ni Alden Richards.
Ano ba yan? Ulit.
Pero yung interactions ni Alden with family. Yung family ni Julia Montes.
Yun nga, yung gusto ko kasi iba-iba yung tone per chapter.
Yun lang.
Tapos kasi, it will provide you color. I mean, hindi lang siya dahil sa dialogue, but yung mga interaction with people, kasi, the places yung, where they are.
Yun yung reklamo ko sa ibang movie sometimes eh, na they keep repeating.
They love
keep telling
each other.
Us that they love
pero
each
hindi
other.
Naman pinakita pero, sa'yo.
Oo, hindi ko nakikita. Dito, I thought magiging ganun, pero hindi.
Mm.
Even yung Singapore, I thought it was a nice choice of setting to open the movie. Singapore kasi, it's like a mini land of promise eh, para sa mga Pilipino. Ang lapit lang niya sa Pilipinas, but we're worlds apart.
Yeah.
We started out with lands na namamasyal lang, di ba? Pa-concert-concert lang. Mm. Si Justine naman, having a career there. Nasa Singapore ka na, bumalik ka pa. Yun yung dialogue eh.
I don't get it.
And aabot kasi yung timeline ng movie sa pandemic era. Yeah. And the pandemic was a significant turning point in the story.
And in everyone's story.
Singapore versus the Philippines. Nakakatawa lang. Kasi di ba pag may trip ka sa Singapore, ang pasalubong mo sa mga tao, COVID test kits.
Oh,
kasi
mura
ang mahal dito ng COVID test kits eh, di ba?
So lang nakaka-appreciate kasi hindi naman na daw, wala na daw COVID.
I've been seeing people reacting to the movie na ang heartbreaking daw niya. I don't necessarily agree. Kapag ganito kasi, I always try to keep in mind na it's not about what you want. It's about the story that they're trying to tell. And in this case, it's the story of two people and how their lives are, as Derek Irene has written it, quote-unquote, entangled. They may not have ended up the way people wanted it to end, but I think the point was how profound their effect was in each other's lives.
Yeah.
And the way the story was told, by the time we got to the end, I've already accepted it eh, na okay, I get it. And just to end this segment on 5 breakups and a romance, wish you were the one with JC and Bella, Video City with Yasi and Ruru, Filipino movies na maganda naman daw, but they just came and went sa cinemas. 5 breakups and a romance, sana mas tumagal sa sine. 2 weeks man lang at least. Although siguro naman mas may pull ang
kasi
GMA.
Pictures, yeah.
O, tsaka it's Alden Richards eh. Mm. Highest grossing Filipino film of all time, di ba? Sila ni Catherine. Although hindi ko alam kung na-break na yun, ha? Pero one of the highest grossing films of all time.
Eh, nag-pandemic after eh. So baka hindi mo talaga siya mababreak pa agad. Di ba? 2019 yun?
Well, oo. Oo. Okay.
Break. Oh, teka lang. I-stamp na muna natin to.
Anong stamp?
As our favorite Derek Irene movie.
Natalo na niya yung ano.
Oo. Ikaw at ako at ang ending. Di ba? Ako ito na yung favorite ko.
Okay. Fair enough.
Wow. Fair enough. Ikaw kanina pa nagsabi-sabi na favorite natin yun before 5 breakups and romance.
Sinabi ko na before.
Tapos,
wala pa namang verdict nun eh.
Tapos ngayon, fair enough.
Intrigera ka kasi.
Ikaw nag-feed sa akin nun eh.
Saan tayo napupunta. Okay, break muna tayo dito.
This next segment is a clip from our guesting on Bits and Pieces, Ginagmay ug Dinagko.
We talked to Yvonne about the 2006 film Perfume, The Story of a Murderer.
Thanks Yvonne for having us.
Did we mention that there was a village-wide orgy?
We failed to mention. Buti na lang na-mention ni Mike. Wait.
Alam mo yung, hindi ko na po napanood nyo na yung ano, Sausage Party, 2016 na animated movie.
R-rated
na animated movie. Tungkol sa...
Pinapanood yan clip sa akin ng mister ko. Hindi ko yan napanood full.
In case they didn't know, 2016 na animated movie siya, yung bida ay isang hot dog, tapos merong hot dog buns, tapos merong taco. Ayun lang.
Oh. Parang ano, that's also something din na siguro masasabi natin it's a bit of a talagang masasabi natin na nag-stretch talaga ng role niya na super obsessed talaga siya, especially towards the end. Na parang lahat kasi ng manifestation ng mga tao na was able to smell nung scent na ginawa niya sa last is really the manifestations of the things that he was not able to experience. Yung parang sinasabi niya about the experience of having like siguro a sexual partner or something like that kasi wala siyang na-experience na ganyan, which is na manifest dun sa mga tao until eventually din sa last part na kasi nga dun na nga he was not able to smell anything nung nag-solitude siya si Gernoui, tapos parang after nun yun din yung nangyari. Nung naglagay na siya ng ano, nung last na ano niya, perfume na, may scent na siya, which is something na manifestation ulit na kung ano yung wala talaga siya, napunan or naging okay siya because he was able to make the perfect formula na pwede niyang ma-feel ang ganito, pwede siyang maka-feel na, oh, okay, yung mga tao pala may gusto din sa akin. Pero siguro ako din, on Mike's contrary, hindi talaga ako nag-sympathize sa kanya nung una talaga kasi parang napakamalas naman ng taong to. Always ko talaga sinasabi kasi parang pag umalis siya nung sa tannery, namatay yung ano, yung parang head ng tannery nung maliit siya. Parang unang sabi niya, namatay din yung mama niya. Tapos parang yung nag-adapt din sa kanya sa perfumer, sabi ko, ay parang malas talaga ng tao siya. So medyo hindi ako towards sympathetic na side sa kanya. Sabi ko nga, ay parang ano talaga to siya, malas. Tapos ganyan, parang naging ano talaga siya. Yung obsession talaga niya, naging killer talaga siya. Yun sa akin eh, wala akong sympathy, sorry. Wala akong sympathy sa kanya nung una talaga. So because malas naman ng taong to, kahit bata, parang malas na.
Actually, isang nitpick ko, hindi ko alam kasi kung ano yung range of powers niya as established in the book. Kasi, wow ha, ang layo na naamoy mo pa din. Or ganun ba kalinis yung hangin dun?
alam mo kasi, maniwala ka na lang. Yun yung need.
Kasi medyo okay pa, di ba? Kasi parang naamoy niya pag malapit na yung mga girls, right? Pero, dun sa dulo na, wow, parang ipapa panoramic view pa.
Wala kasing pollution.
Kaya nga, yun na nga na yung isip ko dahil nabas ko kaginis ang hangin ng time na yun.
Kaya, ano din,
yung handkerchief, di ba? Parang liit-liit lang ng panyo yun tapos na-affect niya yung buong population doon sa plaza. So, yeah, let's just take it as air purity or something.
So, parang I guess medyo na-back up din yan, Hem, ng sinabi din ng author na he has like really, he doesn't know the range of his power, pero pwede nga daw niyang paamuin yung king, tapos pasuno rin sa kanya because of the scent that he was able to experiment, yung parang nag-gather na niya lahat. Tapos parang hindi nga niya talaga alam na ganun yung range, tapos hindi din alam ng tao kung gaano talaga kalawak ang range ng power niya, which is something really scary, no? Na pwede palang, yung bishop nga, my God.
Ako, actually, nagustuhan ko din sa movie yung portrayal nila ng science of perfume making. I don't know if it's completely accurate, ha? Pero it seemed almost believable yung extracting essential oils and volatile compounds, organic chemistry and stuff. Tapos yung soaking the source in animal fat, di ba? Kasi like dissolves like or kung ano man, chemistry nun. I appreciated that na hindi lang siya basta-basta pinakita na yung scent extraction process like it's magic.
May ilaw tas time machine to.
Kaya pagdating dun sa ultimate perfume and yung super charged na sense of smell niya.
medyo
kailangan na talaga ng suspension of disbelief for another level. Kaya nga sinasabi ko sa'yo na tanggapin mo na lang. Kasi
they did ease us into it, diba? Nung first, galing sa first victim niya, tas may na-drop sa hand niya. Nakita mo na nag-iba yung demeanor nung master niya or something. So, medyo hinanda naman tayo. Di lang natin alam na ganun pala talaga kalawak yung record.
Oo.
Yun lang yung medyo nitpick ko. Parang OA nga.
Nakatakot nga. Oo, pero parang nakatakot talaga siya sa akin. Na parang grabe naman yung power niya. Pwede palang ganun.
So, kaya inisip ko, may metaphorical thing ba supposedly yung, alam mo yun, it's coming from the scent of, ano ba, innocent and beautiful women. Mm-hmm. Tapos ganun yung power niya. Hindi ko alam kung may ganun din bang messaging supposedly or...
Well, ang understanding ko dun sa preference niya ng victims, kasi yun yung scent na tingin niya was good na maamoy. And that was subjective, di ba? Kasi, di ba? Hindi naman yung sabihin na lahat ng tao pare-pareho sila ng preferred na smell. So, in terms of kung may metaphor ba yun or whatever.
Oh, may subtext ba?
Innocent virgins. La, yun, except yun yung prostitute. Ay, okay. Hindi, experiment lang naman niya yung prostitute. Asinama ba niya yun sa forbid na dyan? Okay.
Pero, laki yung role ni prostitute tayong dog niya. Alam mo yun, maraming...
experiment nga.
Hindi, I mean, diba, even yung pag-find ng evidence. Si Don Lee. Oo, yung dog yung naging FBI. So, oo, medyo maganda yung mga na-nitpick natin na mga quotable or siguro mga something na talagang masasabi natin that we could really check on the movie na, grabe yung mga eksena na to in which may mga may mga tanong tayo na pwede bang may mga metaphor or subtext yun na nga yung sinasabi ni Ham na ganito-ganyan yung mga choices niya on how to do things. But to me naman, since you're also dealing with this one, na-mention na natin towards the end, if you guys would say towards the end, would you agree kung kayo yung magbigay ng ending ng movie or would you give it your own ending naman when it comes to this one?
When talking about movies kasi personally, I think we try to avoid imposing kung ano gusto sana naming mangyari sa movie but rather try to understand why the filmmakers or in this case yung author ng novel chose to do it that way. Kasi we may or may not like it personally and that's perfectly valid pero it wasn't our story to tell kasi. Pero yung fate ni Grenwy dito, on one hand, ang dating niya sa akin is that it's a tragedy on a personal and on a societal level. Kumbaga, if only Professor X was there to guide him, he could have used his powers for good kasi.
Oo.
Parang mayroong sense pa rin. Although, pero on the other hand,
may Magneto din.
Hindi kaya nga eh. On the other hand, he's a sociopath. Kasi kahit na yung sociopath, borderline psychopath pa nga ata eh. Kasi even if yung upbringing niya, di ba? Even if yung circumstances ng upbringing niya, isn't very ideal. No conscience pa rin kasi. Parang wala pa rin siyang moral compass whatsoever.
Whenever yung natutunan na bawal pumatay.
Pero kahit na. Hindi. Kailangan mo ba may magturo sa'yo? Masamang pumatay to learn na it's bad to hurt other people. Ano ba yun? Untech power nga niya. Kasi the only thing that was able to stop him was himself in the end.
Literally, mawala.
Oo, yun.
Ano yung isa kong gusto rin sa movie na to, and you also mentioned, Yvonne, yung bishop. Nakakatawa kasi yung, di ba, yung believing in the church concept. Nag-excommunicate sila. Ano naman? Hindi naman nahuli. And maganda kasi yung role din ni Alan Rickman dun na parang yung mga tao atat to wrap it up because it's affecting their trades. It's affecting, I mean, in general, yung dynamic ng tao nila na obvious naman na yung supposedly nag-confess is hindi yung hinahanap nila. And yet, mas hindi nila priority talaga yung bagay na yun. But they just want things to go back to normal. Medyo familiar kasi siya sa sa mga nangyayari madalas sa Philippine settings. Yeah, so I guess may ganun din siguro yung commentary in a way. And siya yung fact na sinabi nila, di ba, na after nilang nagising, parang nag-meeting pa sila na kalimutan. No traces of what happened at all.
Yeah. Did we mention that there was a village-wide orgy?
You can listen to the full conversation on the Bits and Pieces Ginagmay og Dinagko feed on Spotify.
You can also follow Yvonne on Instagram at bitsandpieces_ginagmay_dinagko.
And that's a recent binge.
Thanks for listening.
Fun lang.
Bye.